This is Pete, Bank of Cardiff. Can I please start with your 16-digit reservation code, please?
2411-2401.
0401. Oh, thank you. 0401.
0050.
Mm-hmm.
9166.
9166. And who am I speaking with, please?
This is Juan Martinez.
And Juan, we just got a new phone system. Can I get a good number to call you back just in case the call drops?
909-957-0128.
Give me just 1 minute here while this the computer loads. It's taking quite some time. And Juan, well, you know, while I wait for the computer to load and get started here, I just got to verify a few things that we have on file for the business. Are you the 100% owner, Juan?
Yes.
Perfect, perfect. And how long have you been in business?
Since 11 years.
11 years? 2005. Perfect, perfect. And can you confirm the address for me, please?
It's 417 West Allen Avenue.
417.
Suite 109. San Dimas, California. 91773.
Perfect, perfect. And the legal name of the business is... you confirm that?
JCM International Group, Inc.
Mm-hmm. And could you please, is that the DBA name as well you're doing business as?
No, that's the DBA.
Oh, that's DBA as well? Perfect. And the structure, is it a corporation, an LLC?
Corporation.
Corporation. Do you know if that's C Corp or S Corp?
S Corp.
S Corp. Okay. So, Juan, tell me a little bit more about what you're looking to do here, and I can point you in the right direction.
I'm sorry?
Tell me a little bit more about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
I'm trying to get capital for my business. I have some loans that I need. Just you know, if you offer me the right amount, I can pay them off and use the rest to buy more equipment. What we do is that we export industrial equipment to Latin America.
Okay.
So we purchase equipment, we repair it, and then sell it. But, you know, I need to have capital to be able to buy equipment that I know I'm going to be able to sell later on.
Yeah, of course. What is the typical equipment that do you specialize in? Is it, you know, more bulldozer?
Especially for dairy plants to package milk, cheese, yogurt. That kind
okay.
of packaging equipment for dairy plants.
Very interesting. How'd you get involved in the business? I know you've been around for about 11 years.
I started in the packaging industry more than 30 years ago. I used to work for Coca-Cola, the quality insurance department. So that's how I got into the packaging business.
Wow, very interesting. And you know, have you always been expanding year over year, or you know, how have things been as of recent?
Yeah, we try to expand every year. Thing is that sometimes it's you know, we get real good projects, but it takes a while for my clients to get funded and get the projects going. So mostly they start going, you know, with little by little. They're not able to get the whole project going at once, but they start buying the machines that they're needing at the time.
Yeah, of course, of course. Tell me a little bit more about the loans that you have currently.
Yeah, I have the merchant loans. I have three of those. One of them is for, I think it's about $15,000 right now. The other one is about $2,000, and the other one is about $15,000.
Okay.
Those are the three loans that I have. Plus, I have one that that I pay every month, and that one is for $35,000.
Which one is, do you know the company that you pay the $35,000 for?
It's called Loan Me.
Loan Me?
Yeah.
And you have a $35,000 balance with them. Perfect. And you're paying that monthly, correct?
To them, I pay them monthly, yes. The other
okay.
ones, they withdraw every day.
Daily on all?
I just want to get rid of all those withdrawals. Because I look at your ad, it says that... you get a 3-year, 5-year terms. That's what I was trying to see if I can get into some of those programs.
Yeah, of course. Well, you know, those are some of our better programs here. Tell me a little bit about, you know, what does the business do in sales? Because working capital loans are primarily based on sales and also a little bit credit. What did you do last year in total revenue?
Last year was about 700.
Mm-hmm.
The year before was about 450.
Oh, that's so very significant growth.
Yeah. So that's what the revenues were for 2015. So I just want to know if this is something that. You think you'll be able to
do? Of course. Do you know what you're on pace for this year? Better than 700 or less?
I would think it's about the same.
Okay, perfect.
But I'm still waiting, like I said, you know, I'm still waiting to get some projects going. Maybe in this last quarter, I get one of them going, and that will raise it up a little bit more.
Perfect. Tell me a little bit more about your return on investment. Well, say I give you, you know, if you buy a typical machine, what's the percentage that you would get out of that? Like a $20,000 or $30,000 machine? What could you sell that for in Latin America?
Yeah. Normally, my return is about from 25% to 35%.
Wow, those are very good margins.
Yeah, depending on what we have to spend on it, how much we have, the time that we have to spend on getting the machine ready for it.
What kind of countries in Latin America? What's your most common country that you deal with?
Central America, Salvador, Honduras, Nicaragua. I have some clients in Colombia.
Colombia.
I used to deal a lot with Venezuela, but then after Chavez, you know, that stopped because he stopped all the imports from
mm-hmm.
the United States. Yeah.
Yeah, but their economy is down in the toilet right now,
yeah,
right?
They messed up their economy, and mm-hmm. You know, they had a really strong economy. I mean, they have oil. And
they have tons of oil, tons of it.
To give you an example. Their orders, you know, quarterly, they will order parts and equipment from me about $300,000.
Wow. So you're doing $1 million over just with Venezuela.
I was set just with Venezuela. You know, I didn't care about anybody else. I was just taking care of Venezuela.
And Chavez really screwed you over, man.
Yeah, Chavez just stopped it, yeah.
Wow. Do you deal with Mexico at all? You know, why haven't you gone down there? Is there a lot more competition just because they're a lot closer, or?
That's it, yeah. Because they're closer, they're able to deal directly with the...
with vendors?
Buying equipment straight from the from auctions or vendors
mm-hmm.
directly.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit harder to...
to
but,
get.
You know, they make a lot of the equipment that is used in the dairy industry. On the dairy industry, they make most of the equipment themselves.
Yeah, it'd be like they'd be producing it here, shipping it to the company in America, and then you would send it back down there. It doesn't seem like it makes too much sense.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. In fact, you know, I sometimes struggle with myself because of Mexico offering their product, you know, because they're able to offer in a lower price.
Right from the manufacturer.
Manufacturing in Mexico. But most of the clients, they know, you know, they recognize the quality of a good American brand, and they prefer our equipment against theirs.
Where would you normally get equipment from? Do you get it from auction, or do you work with vendors directly?
I work with vendors directly, and if I get auctions or if, you know, I visit plants here and if they tell me that, you know, they're gonna get rid of some equipment, then I start looking for buyers for those equipment and see what it needs to be repaired so I can sell it for a better price. Yeah.
So would you say you specialize more in selling used equipment or brand new equipment? I would imagine they would rather have used and cheaper, right?
Right, yeah. Our core will be used equipment because, the example in Venezuela, you know, I sold them two machines to fill up the milk on those cable cartons.
Mm-hmm.
If they were going to buy those machines brand new, the price on them is like $1.5 million.
Ooh, these are large. Okay.
Yeah, and you know, I was able to sell them two of them, reconditioned for $350,000 each. So you know, there's a big saving for them, and they get a real good quality reconditioned machine that they can use in their farm.
Okay.
So, you know. The dairy industry in Latin America, there's a few that are big enough to just go and buy brand new equipment. But most of them, you know, they'd rather, at least to start, you know, start with used equipment. And
then move on from there, yeah.
As they grow, they can get some better equipment. But that's where we come in. We offer them good, reliable, refurbished or reconditioned equipment that they can work with, and then that's what makes our market better.
Do you fix them up yourselves, or pay for people to fix them up, or do you have like a specific person that you use for that?
Some of them we fix them ourselves. If I have to do the programming for the PLCs or the systems. We can do that ourselves. If it's something more of a specialized equipment, then we
contract it out.
The technicians that work on those specialized equipment, and they do that job. And, you know, yeah, we pay them and. If it's needed, then we pay them to go do the installation as well. Yeah.
Oh, okay, very, very good. So, yes, some of these, I was just going to ask, some of these, you know, $1.5 million piece of equipment, it sounds like, you know, you have some installation, costs with that. So you send an employee down to, you know, Latin America to set it up for you?
Yeah, most of the times we have a team that we go down, like... the last one we did is a cheese plant down in Nicaragua. We installed the whole pasteurization equipment and everything. So we were there for a couple of weeks doing all the installation and programming their system. So it was you know, some engineers that work with different type of equipment, like milk separators. They did that part. The other engineer that does all the pasteurization system, he did that part, and then I did all the PLC programming and all that.
So you personally go along pretty much with every project?
Yes. When it's projects, you know, that it's not just one machine, but it's some project that involves
the whole farm.
Yeah, then you know, I go myself and spend some time with them down there.
Mm-hmm. Very, very interesting. Very interesting business. How many people do you have working for you?
We only have three employees.
And then yourself?
And myself, but then, you know, like I
said. And you contract a lot out, yeah.
I subcontract a different personnel, yeah.
Nice. Juan, how is, you know, getting back to the loan here, how is your credit? You know, good, bad, in the middle?
I think it's around 640.
Okay. A little under average, but we can work with that. Yeah, I mean, we could always work with it. We always can. And do you have a certain time frame for this loan? Is this something that you're looking to do, like, you need it done next week or sometime
yeah,
in this month?
Because I have some equipment that I need to buy from Italy, and I want to take advantage of the euro being a little bit low. So that gives me a better margin on my end. I have some equipment there that I need to pay. I want to consolidate all those loans that I told you and pay some invoices that I have pending.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm just writing notes by hand here. I'm taking a second. Yeah, so you really want to take advantage of that. Excuse me, that euro being so low right now. I'm not sure exactly. I know the whole Brexit thing really messed things up.
Yeah, it went down. It used to be like 135, 140 per euro.
I'm looking at it right now. It says 1.2.
Right now, the last one I saw it was $1.10 per
wow.
euro.
So, wow.
I have three machines that I need to buy, because I have the clients already waiting for them. But I need to buy them and recondition them and then send them down there. I have another milk tank that I need to send to Nicaragua. That I already have it here in one of our warehouses that we use here in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just waiting for a boat to give me to do the booking so I can send that down there as well.
Which are the three machines you're sending? Are the ones from Italy you're sending to Nicaragua or?
Yeah, to Nicaragua. I'm sending three separators, milk separators.
Perfect. How much are those?
One of them is about 15,000 euros. The other one is 9,000 euros, and the other one is around 12,000 euros.
What would be your main priority as far as using the funds? Say we were able to get you around 80,000. Would it be more efficient for you to pay down your current loans, or would you rather use that money to, you know, buy those machines and ship them out? What's more of your priority here?
I would probably pay off at least two of the loans, the smallest loan. And then
okay.
I'll use it to buy the equipment, because that's going to give me a better return.
That's going to get you the return. You could pay down using this money, the working capital loan, to pay down loans. While it is something that we do, I would encourage you to use the funds
right.
in order
yeah.
to buy
I'll
materials,
use,
flip them,
right,
and then
right.
pay it down.
I'll use it just to buy more equipment, because that's what keeps me going.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
Perfect.
The
perfect.
The more I sell, you know, it's really nice, because the more I sell, the more that people order me, because they say, okay, so we can rely on him. He's a
yeah.
good source.
And I'm sure you get a lot of word of mouth going around, because you know it's
said, you know, he sold me this machine and it's great. It's working great. And they recommend me to other clients. That's how we're growing.
Yeah, I would imagine it's pretty hard for you to get any kind of, you know, advertising going on down in, you know, South America. So
no,
you pretty much rely.
Yeah, but like I said, you know, I have a lot of competition from Mexico. But
mm-hmm.
you know, they recognize that the machines that we sell them, they're in a better the better quality, better condition machine. And that's the word of mouth that that benefits me, because my clients are the ones that are recommending me to other owners of dairy plants.
Mm-hmm. So, do you, Juan, have you looked elsewhere for any financing? Have you gone to any banks, or have you found it trouble just being in the industry that you're in, or, you know, what's the situation there?
Yeah, with the banks, it's really hard, because they practically want you to have all the money in the bank before they can let you borrow it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's difficult for me to get loans from the bank.
I see.
Because you know, the capital is always revolving. You know, I don't keep that much money in the bank, because I'm always either buying stuff or
putting it back into the business.
Right. Yeah. It's really hard to work with the bank for me.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's hard for everybody. There's a couple, you know, they got in trouble in 2008, so they have to be a lot more risk assessment prone and be very, a lot more careful there. They also take longer to get you an approval. If you are approved, it's still going
to
take a whole month.
Like 800 credit score.
Yeah, well, they used to give anybody money, and then a lot of people didn't quite pay it back, and that caused the economy to collapse.
Yeah.
So, you know,
so
tell me.
That's where I am. That's where I am. And that's what I need right now.
We should definitely be able to help you, you know, with this. At least get you, you know, I could probably say we could definitely get you the money you need to buy your machines and still have a good significant portion to pay down some loans, maybe not all of them, but like at least maybe one of the larger ones. Or tell me a little bit about the daily payment ones. Do you know what company is which? You know, do you remember who you took those out with?
Yeah, hold on a second.
Perfect.
Okay, one is with Cap for Merchant.
Which one is that? One of the 15?
Cap for Merchant. This is the one with this, about 17,000. Yeah.
Okay.
Then I have one with Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm.
That one is about $2,000 or $3,000 left.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one is EBF Partners.
Perfect. That perfect. Thank you. That will help me significantly in getting this, you know, approved pretty quickly. I think I really have everything that I need on my end to get this started. What I'm going to need from you is, well, I'm going to email you an application, and I need the application and 6 months of bank statements and a tax return, and we should be all ready to go. Do you have 2015 done already?
No, I haven't. My CPA is still working on it, and it's probably going to do them by the end of the month.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, give me 14 for now and the bank statements, and we'll circle back and get 15 later if we need it.
Yeah, so, but you think that you can probably get me something by next week?
Yeah, of course. If once you get me the documents that I need, if you can get me that today, that would be great, because then I can get it submitted today, and we could probably have some numbers for you on Monday or Tuesday and get this done by next week.
Okay. All right. And
what's a good email?
JC@JCMINTGroup.com.
Perfect. Do you have another question?
Yeah. You know, I have an opportunity for a new processing line, and that one has three phases. but that one requires a large amount of money to get it done. I don't know if your bank is, or your company does those type of loan, because the total, it's three phases, but the total of all three phases is like $15 million. But the first phase is $4 million. The second phase is about $3 million, and then the third phase is
about $8 million.
Yeah. The thing is that we have this opportunity, and we have letters of intent of the clients that they will buy the product, and letters also from the raw ingredients that they will provide the raw ingredients for. I can't really tell you much about it, but you know, I'm just trying to see if this is something that you guys.
Are you going to be shipping this down to Latin America as well?
No, this is something that is with beverage, and it's going to be sold here in the United States and Canada.
Okay. Okay.
The return of it, or the sales on all these three projects combined, is about $30 to $40 million a year. So the return of the payment, you know, we can pay that in two, 3 years. We can pay the investment.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to help you out with this. But what'll actually help if we do a deal with you right now for this project that you have. And then, you know, since you're a returning customer, we can really sit down and look at this, your big, big project that you have coming up. What's the timeline on that? When are you looking into doing that?
I'm trying to see if I can get everything wrapped up and ready by the end of the month.
Okay.
Because,
okay.
They offer it to me first, and they said, you know, we're gonna wait for you to see if you can. Get this working.
So you're going to build the machine for them and then install it for them?
We're going to buy some machines to do the project, and we will install them and do all the things that needs to be done at the plant to run this product. Like I said, it's three different phases of the product or the project. But at the end, you know, it'll be a total of $30 to $40 million in sales a year.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, we could definitely look into that for you. I want to go ahead and start this first one and get this done by next week, so that once we have that all settled, I can have, you know, maybe we'll get not just me but a team of people on your deal and see what we can do for you.
I just wanted to ask you about it, because I don't know if that's something that you guys would be interested in projects like that, or you don't handle those type of projects.
It is a little bit larger, because we usually base our loans based on sales. So, you know, you understand, like, it's hard to give somebody $3 million for a project when the revenue is only at $700K.
That's right. That's,
unless we secured but some of your equipment that you have.
Like I said, you know, there's one of the three phases. One of them, the plant is already operating, and it's generating about 15 to 17 a year.
Okay.
And
wow.
That one would just have to put like $6 million to get it.
I'm gonna talk to some of my senior underwriters, see if that's something that they would be interested in pursuing.
We can start with that one right away, because that one is already selling about 15 to 17 a year, and it's just to take over the plant.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I would be definitely interested in looking into that as well for you. Sounds like there's a big opportunity on the table.
Yeah, and like I said, we can. Get your money back in 2 to 3 years at the most.
Oh, I'd be interested in bringing this up. Maybe, you know, sitting down for a couple minutes, even just right now, and just talking with some of the more senior people and seeing what our options are in that department.
Right. And then the other two, you know, the other one is the investment is about $3 million, and the return will be about 1.4 in sales to start. 1.4 million in sales to start. But that one will take about 10 months to get it started, you know, to install all the equipment and everything.
Yeah. I gotcha. All right, well, I'm gonna send you an email, and we'll get this one started and finish this off next week. And you know, I'll consult with some other people about your larger project coming up as well, and see what we can do for you to help you out there.
All right. Your name again?
My name is Pete. Peter.
Okay, Pete. Nice talking to you.
Oh, thank you. Take care, Juan. I'll send that email in about 5 minutes for you. 10 minutes.
All right. Thanks.
Do you think you can get that back to me today, or?
Yeah, I can send it to you.
Perfect. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye-bye.